Rosh is taking the one from the first, the one from the second, and the third one can even tariff. In other words, no nafkamina. As long as we have two people saying that they know the wife made the shliach a shliach lekabolo, and there are two people telling us that they know the shliach received the gift, doesn't make a nafkamina how the combination is made up. So the Gemara, itma without like this, what's going to be baal oimel lepikodin? The husband gave the get to a shliach. Now the husband says, I only gave him this get to hold on to it, to a pikodin, to hold on to it, not to give it to my wife, just to hold on to it. So he has no right to give it to my wife. Oh, shlish oimel, this third person that received the get, he says no. He says the gerishin. He says no, listen, when the husband gave me the get, he told me to give the get to his wife. And he went and gave the get to his wife. Then the get should be good. So shall me Naman, who do we believe? Do we believe the husband or do we believe the shliach? So Rafuna Rama Baal Naman, we believe the husband. The husband is the Baal Adover here. If he says he did not give over this get to be given to his wife, he only gave it to this person to hold it for his wife, so the maestro is the husband is Naman and the get is not chal. No, we believe the shliach, we believe the third person. This person is holding the get right now. He's believed to say the husband gave it to me to give to his wife, and therefore if he gave it to his wife, the get is good. Rafuna Rama Baal Nemahuna says we believe the husband, Diyamisa Dilagershin Yovo Nalei. Because if it was true that he really gave it over to Shem Gershin, Lididei have a Yovlo Nalei. So the husband should have given it straight to his wife. Why did he give it to a third person for? So that should be a little proof to what the husband is saying. He only gave it to the third person to hold on to it for pikodin, to hold it, but not to give it over. Rav Chisda Waman, no, Rav Chisda says, Shlish Neman. The third person that's holding it is believed to say he received it for Gershon. Why? To Hemne, because listen, the husband believed him. Like Manashach, even according to what the husband is saying, you still trusted this person to hold on to the get. So you don't give it to a person you don't trust. So you trusted him. So since the husband trusted him, it's a smart to believe the person, whatever he says. So the person said he received the get to be a shliach l'halacha, he has the right to give the get to his wife. That's the machlokes. Most of Avraham has the kash like this. It says, halacha, ha'idoyis ba'din k'me'edim dami. Ha'idoyis ba'din, when the husband himself admits something, he's believed like 100 edim. But u'shlish nema mishnayim. But the halacha is the third person that's holding it, he's believed more than the Baal Dover. So this should be a proof, like Rav Chisda says, that the shlish, the person that's holding it, should be Neman. Ketzad, how is this case? Ketzad, ze'oi mekach v'ze'o mekach. The Baal says this is what happened, and the other one says this is what happened. Shlish Neman, the one that's holding the money, he's believed. So you see, by money matters, that even though there's a malva and a loiv involved, but the middleman that's holding the money, he's believed. So see, Rav Chisda Svara, since they gave it to him, he's believed. So when I said, I'll tell you now, I'll tell you, Shani Mammon, by money matters is different. The Yisyoyev L'mechila, by money matters, since it's given over, the Baal could be Meichel, see, even on the side it's wrong, what he's saying, there is a Svara that the Baal, like, trust the Shlish. Even though it's not true, even though the Baal did not give it to him for that purpose, but by money matters, like the Baal could be Meichel the money. Mashenkin, by Gittin, he can't be Meichel anything. On the side to say the husband gave it over, not l'shem Gershon, then the shlish has no right to give it to l'shem Gershon. For the Gemara about Tanya, we learn over chen l'gitin. Mashman, not only by money matters, even by gitin matters also. So Gemara says gitin mummy. The word says gitin, it means gitin mummy, it doesn't mean gitin isha. By money matters, we believe the shlish. For the Gemara about Tanya, we learn for chen l'shtaris. The same halach applies by shtaris. So it says shtaris and gitin, so therefore l'chur gitin means gitin oshim. Tomorrow says, no, midi gab yadodi tanya, where they learn together. In other words, one place it says gitin, one place it says shtaris. But both of them only mean shtari mamin. By shtari mamin, there we believe the shlish for the new svara, because the husband could be meichel, or the malva, whoever gave the money, could be meichel the money. But by yisurim that doesn't pass the mechila, here's the machlekes, if we believe the shlish, or if we believe the husband. Tanam, we learn like this. Mishnah says, Isha Shomris Kabbali Giti, when a wife appoints somebody to be her shliach, to accept the get, the shliach Kabbalah, so Lacharis, Rishi, Shtei Kiti Edim. She has to have two types of Edim with her. Shnayim Shuyamim Fanainu Amra. Two Edom have to say that we saw the way the wife appointed this man to be the Shnich LaKabbalah. Or Shnayim Shuyamim, you need two people to say, but Fanainu Kibbal the Kara, that we saw the way this Shlish, the Shliach, accepted the gift from the husband and ripped it up. Now the question is why? According to Rav Chisda V'Yamai, Lehem the Lishlish, why do we have to have two Edom to tell us that the Shlish accepted the get? Why do we believe the Shlish? According to you, Rav Chisda, you believe the Shlish. What do we have to have Edom for? Why do we believe the Shlish? So Mar says, Mikon Nafik Gitim Tusa Yodai Delehemne. Here it's different. Here we're talking about that the Shlish ripped up the get already. So since the get was ripped up, now when he's not holding on to the get, so then we don't believe the Shlish. Our case before is when the Shlish, the third person, like, is still holding on to the get. So there Rav Chisda says a Svara. He's believed to say what he got it for. But here the case is the get is already ripped up already, therefore we don't believe the Shlish. Tamar says, Tainach Omro. So good, Tainach, I understand why we need Edim to say that Omro, that the wife appointed this man to be a Shlich. Okay, that we need to wait for. But once we know that this man was appointed to be a Shlich Kabbalah, L'chur Kibbol Amali, why do we have to have Edom that he accepted it from the husband? That L'chur now, even though he's holding on to the ripped pieces of get, but still, how did he get these ripped pieces? That he has to be, the husband gave it to him. So why don't we trust the Shlish that the husband gave it to him? Amarav, Rav says, true, I tell you, Hamani Reb Lezi, that's really the Shlish should be Nema to say, he received the get from the husband. But the reason why we have to have two Edom here, saying that they saw the way the get was given from the husband to the Shliach, is because it goes according to Reb Lezer Shita. The Yomer of Lezer holds, Edom Mesira Karsi, that the Ika Edom by Gershon is always the Edom that saw the Mesira, saw the giving over the get. So Edom Mesira Karsi, therefore you need Edom, Bishas the get is being given over. So therefore there's no Kashan of Chizda. The Gemara Stami asks the question now, Kra Lomeli, how come the Shliach, the Shlish, the Shliach has to rip up the get? Amrav Yudam Arav, Bishas HaGzeira Shonu. We're talking about here right now the times of the Gzeira. In other words, it was a Sakana, the Goyim didn't let the Jews do mitzvahs. So we're afraid if he should go out with the get, the Goyim would catch him, maybe kill him. Therefore, as a Sakana, we tell them as soon as the get is given over, right away rip it up that the Goyim should not see it, should not know about it. Amar Rabba Rabba says, though, Omoyde Rafun, Rafun agrees, the Omra Ihi, if the wife says that Lididi Omali Shlish, that the Shlish told me, the Legershin Yovan Alei, that the Shlish told the wife that the husband gave it him to bring the getzo to be a Shlich Lahalacha, Mehemna, then we believe her. So even though Rafun says that the husband is believed, not the Shlish, but if the wife agrees to the Shlish, then we believe the Shlish. So it doesn't make any sense. Mi'ikimidi, the Shlish gufal emhemen. Like, how does the wife know about this? She's only telling us that the Shlish told her. Now, we ourselves don't believe the Shlish, according to Rav Huna. If so, v'yiyu mehemna. So why should we believe the wife that she says the Shlish told her? If you don't believe the Shlish itself, how could you believe the wife that only knows it because of the Shlish? She doesn't know it any more than the Shlish. We don't trust the Shlish. According to Rav Huna. What are you saying? What is Rabbi saying? What is Rabbi saying? Ella Rabbi, Rabbi meant like this. If the wife says that in front of me, I was there when my husband gave over this get to the Shliach, and I heard when my husband told the Shliach, take it to give it for Gershon, Mehemna. Then talk we believe the Shlish that he received it to be a Shliach to take the get, and he has a right to give over the get. Why? But here there's a nigu to believe the wife. Nigu di ba yomra levido yovin alei bal. Like the wife, if she wanted, she could have said right away, the get was given directly to me for Gershon. So since the wife could have said the get was given directly to me, and instead she's saying, no, I heard the way my husband gave it over to the Shlish to give it to me, l'shem Gershon, there of whom agrees, we believe the Shlish. Now the Gemara says like this. What's going to be bal omala Gershon? The husband says he gave the get to Gershon. I gave the Shliach this get to take it, to give it to my wife. Or Shlish Sharmel Gershon. And the Shlish also says, yes, I received this get to give it over to his wife. But v'hiyah meris, and she says, not suddenly v'yavin. She also says, I received the get, but I lost it. The question is, do we believe them here or not? That's the question. Nobody's denying it, but we don't have any edus that she really accepted the get. She herself was telling it to us, but she lost the get. Some Rabbi Yechon Erchlin said, you should know, have a dove sheberva, if you ain't dove sheberva, focus mishnayim. That no, since it's a suffix if she received the get or not, and the only way we know that she received the get is because she said she received it, she's only an Eidechor, and Eidechor doesn't know if I erva. A shayla by Yisurim of a husband to his wife, you need two Eidim. For the Gemara of Yamai, why? For Lehem the Lishlish, why do we believe the Shlish over here that says he gave it to Fagershin, according to Rabbi Chizda? So Gemara says, Mika nafik itim tusa yodid lehemne. Here, since the Shlish, the third person of the Shlich, is not holding on to the get, so Pshita, we can't believe him. The only Svar where Rabbi Chizda says that we believe the Shlish, that's only when he has the get in his hand. If he has the get in his hand, then we believe him. But here, where the get is not in his hand, the get was lost, so we can't believe him. Fretimara Gribba from the Hemni Labal, why do we believe the husband? The husband is telling us that he gave over this get to the Shliach, Lishem Gershon. So why do we believe the husband? The Yom Rabbi Chiyah Barab, Yom Rabbi Yechonon, Baal Sha'oma Girashti Estishti Nemon. A husband that comes to Bezin and tells Bezin, Yishno, I gave my wife a get, we trust the husband. You know why? We trust the husband. Because it's beyond if he give a get. Like, why should he lie? It's a Svara. Why should the husband lie and say, I gave a get if he didn't give it? Why should he lie? Let him have a get written up and give it. So the husband says he gave a get to his wife, he's believed. See, also, if the husband says he gave it, L'shem Gershon, why don't we believe the husband? So Mara says, Mi kam l'girashti? Is the husband saying that he gave the get to his wife? That's not what the husband is saying. The husband doesn't even know that. All the husband is saying is that I gave the get to the shliach, L'shem Gershon. But if the shliach gave the get to his wife or not, the husband doesn't know it. So therefore we don't know that the get was given over to her only because she says so. She seems like an Eidechot, we can't believe her. For the Gemara, why? For Lema, once we believe the husband that says he gave the get over to the shliach, now why don't we say, Chazokah shliach ha-shishlichusoi? There should be like a chazokah that a shliach, when he gets something, he does what he's supposed to. And we should believe the shliach then that he gave the get to the wife. The Yom Rav Yitzchak says like this, somebody says to a shliach, say, v'kaddish li'ishastam, go out to be mekaddish. Any wife you find for me, umei shlucha, and the shliach dies, your messenger dies on the way, or he died, you don't know what happened. The lachar is, this person now is also b'chol nashim shemaylam. He is not allowed to marry any lady from now on. Why? Chazaka shliacha shishlichusay. Because we have a chazaka, the first shliach that you sent did what he was supposed to. And you sent him to marry a lady for you. So we have to say for sure he married the lady for you. You don't know who your wife is. So you can't marry your second wife. Because any wife you're going to marry now, you have to be afraid. Maybe she's a relative to your first wife. Maybe she's your first wife's mother. Maybe she's your mother-in-law. Maybe she's your sister-in-law. So any wife you go to now, you can't marry her. You have to be afraid she's a relative to the first one. So what do we see? That there's a clear chazaka, shliach ha'is ha'shlichusai. That since you told your shliach to do it, we say he does it. Here also, once we believe the husband that he gave the get over to the shliach, we should believe the shliach that he did a shlichus. So Moshe, I'll tell you now, hani milu l'chumra.